This is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and back on the phone again today we have, who's becoming, I almost want to take the liberty of saying, an old friend, Bill Hyde, who is the executive producer of Heirloom Audio. And Bill, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Howard. It's great to be back, and I like your reference. It's maybe you want to have me on, maybe I could be a regular, right? I could be on every day with you or something.
Well, since you guys have branched out from doing audio, not just doing audios, they're doing these series of Lost Secrets videos, you know, you're doing so many, it looks like we just might as well slot you for a regular program.
Well, it's always a lot of fun chatting with you about this stuff, because you know I'm very passionate about the stuff that we're doing, and we really want to try to make a difference, and maybe a minimum try to create a conversation starter with respect to,
well, yeah,
how did we get here, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, this is pretty interesting, because this is the third of the Lost Secrets videos that you've done. This is something new you've started this year. You did the Lost Secrets of Easter, the Lost Secrets of Memorial Day, and now you've got one for the 4th of July called the Lost Secrets of Liberty. So kind of, you know, what kind of brought you to do this, and what's your goal with all this?
Well, that's a great question, and what we're trying to do is really kind of get underneath. You know, sometimes, like, maybe it's gardening season, always a metaphor. Maybe I'm working on something, and the soil won't work up, and I find out there's roots or something underneath that I have to deal with before I can deal with, you know, planting something. And so, what's going on with these roots? I'm trying to always, with these videos, with our stories, of course, that we do with Heirloom Audio, we try to get underneath ideas and find out, well, where did that idea come from? Is the idea the same idea as it was, you know, a couple hundred years ago? Have meanings of words changed and ideas changed? And has our conception of something like liberty, for example, that we're talking about in this new video, has that conception changed from what the founding fathers had in mind? And I think that's kind of the real thing. It's almost like saying, you know, throw a bucket of cold water on me and wake me up, because we've gone a long ways. We've forgotten things, as cultures do, and we just need to be reminded and woke up, as it were, to what some of the critical issues might have been that aren't even being talked about anymore today.
Well, yeah, you in the video itself, you're arguing, for instance, like our culture will often talk about liberty on TV or radio talk shows, but without a real clear definition of liberty. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I didn't mean it to take on libertarians and conservatives, because I probably fall in a way to that category myself in some ways. But the case that I'm making is that if we're going to talk about these things, we need to say, okay, what does that liberty, what does that mean to be free? What does it mean to have liberty? And if you go through, like in the video that we did, if you go through dictionaries, you go back and find a real old dictionary, you're going to get a different definition of liberty or freedom than you do today in a more modern dictionary. And boy, if we can't agree on what words mean, that's the formula for disaster, because that's when people pick up their muskets, as we say in the video, the difference between the United States and the colonies and Parliament and the King. If you can't figure out and communicate, then sometimes the result of that ends up being violence, and we certainly don't want any violence. We want to be able to resolve our issues through the means that through law and the means that we have available to us. And I'm just afraid that if all these things get thrown away, that's a tool. Part of our tool belt, the shipping tool belt, that's no longer there.
Hmm. Now, a lot of folks are concerned, a lot of Americans are concerned, that we're rapidly losing our Christian liberties. So how would you respond? How do we, as Christians, respond to these losses?
Well, I think that there's a couple different ways to look at that. I think, indeed, we are losing our liberties. And I think that very rarely is there a culture that is truly plural, because something always becomes the overarching ultimacy, the overarching commonality. And if you were to say today, for example, what does it mean to be in America? What does it mean to live in the United States? I think the answer would be very different than it would have been during the colonial period. I think the only thing I can think of, Howard, that we have all in common is that we use a similar financial system, that our credit cards work back and forth with each other, and maybe sports would be something. But when it comes to anything that's substantive, like religion, like belief systems, I think that we're a long ways away from what our founding fathers would have said at the time. Hey, what's it mean to be American? That conversation is a very, very different one.
Now, when we talk about potentially, like maybe as we consider we're losing our Christian liberties, and in the film, the video, you're very good about pointing out what some of those underlying liberties are. But is there room for Jews or Muslims and atheists in your version of America?
Without a doubt, and I think in my version, I think today, any type of minority or any type of other belief system, including atheism, is better protected under a Christian framework than if we say, okay, what are the alternatives to that Christian framework? And as we say in the video, so many times people talk about natural rights or natural laws, and what I'm trying to say is, what exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about, you know, do we want to pattern our government after nature? So what part of nature are we going to take out and pattern our government after, our laws after? Are we going to look at marsupials? Are we going to look at, you know, lions eating baby gazelles? Is that, we're going to form a government based on that? Because in reality and in nature, big fish eat little fish. Without a Christian context, remember, our founding fathers talked about nature's God. They didn't talk about nature as a separate and abstract concept. They talked about nature's God. And everybody in America at the time knew who nature's God was.
Yeah. And it was pretty interesting in your video. You also talked about, used the example from the French Revolution, where one of their documents said, well, liberty is for us to live as if we do no, so that we do no harm to anyone else. But that's a pretty wide, wide path you could potentially go down.
It's a huge thing, and it's amazing how fast those kinds of phrases just slip off someone's tongue, and then end up, you know, not having any real meaning. So, in the case of these rights or harming someone else, we should say in the video, what's it mean to harm somebody? Is it only physical? Is it, can I write a bad book review of someone's book? Is it harm if Walmart closes down my hardware store that my family and I have operated for years? You know, what is it? Is seduction harm? And someone takes someone else's wife? Is that harm?
Yeah.
And of course,
the film you mentioned, even unfriending me on Facebook, you've done me harm. You unlike me.
Yeah. What about a dad that runs out on his family that doesn't support his kids? What about some guy that takes off with somebody and doesn't support his family? Is he harming them? Well, if you use that Declaration of the Rights of Man, if you use those types of documents, what are you going to say to that man? He's just exercising his rights as a free American, right? Mm-hmm. He's got really no claim on him without bringing some type of moral compass into this.
So how would we reignite a passion and an interest in our country's founders, our Christian heritage, and those fundamental precepts of our liberty?
I think getting out of our little world that we live in now, Howard, I mean, we are literally stuck. You know, I've talked about this before, but we are stuck inside this point-and-click news cycle. We used to talk about a 24-hour news cycle, and then it became 8 and 4 and 2, and now people just refresh, and that's the news cycle. We have to get out of that existentialist perspective. Change our framework. If we can't learn from the past, we are in some ways, as Cynthia said, in some way going to repeat that failure, that problem, that mistake that someone made. So we have to pull the camera back. We have to look at our Christian heritage. We've got to start saying, what were these issues that were discussed? And at a minimum, we've got to have a conversation. And that's the point of the video that we have at the Lost Secrets of Liberty.com is, at a minimum, it's a conversation starter, and it should be a gracious conversation starter, as you and I would probably both agree. There's no reason to have a lot of animosity one way or another. We should be able to talk to each other and have a decent discussion about some of these things. But the solutions we need really aren't the ones that we're finding on TV or on radio or on the internet. We basically hear folks talk about symptoms of a disease. Rarely do we get at the thing itself. If someone in your life had cancer, you'd want to get at that cancer, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You'd Yeah, you wouldn't just want to treat a symptom unless it was so far gone that there was no hope. Maybe America just needs morphine and we just numb the pain until it's all over, right? I sure hope that, for the sake of the next generation, that that's not the case. That we really can have a conversation, that we can wake up. People have been woke up. Civilizations have been woke up. I'm thinking of places like Nineveh, of all places, right?
Exactly.
Woken up out of nowhere, and people, put on a sackcloth and say, holy smokes, we missed this thing, right? And I think that Americans, above all people, given the way this country started, given the Christian presuppositions of the Pilgrims, the colonial period, all the way up through the Declaration of Independence that we're about to celebrate, so much of it is just centered in Christian civilization and really taken without even a second thought about it.
So if this has piqued your interest in a friend, our listeners, be sure to go to thelostsecretsofliberty.com. If you'd like information about Bill Hyde, he hasn't mentioned it, but he does. There's a website about him, too, and it's Bill Hyde, H-E-I-D, BillHyde.com. This has been WJY's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.